Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, where's Emma and Tony got to? Oh, hang on, got a message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Sorry, I'm not going to make it. I'm just up to my neck. I'm pickling onions at the minute.
Oh, I must blow me out again. I don't know. I can always rely on Tony, though. Oh, another message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Really sorry about this, but I'm not going to be able to get across. I've got a massive leak.
He's not coming either. Oh, I know how to get him into the room. Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Here's the Kitchen Garden magazine podcast.
You can now listen to the Kitchen Garden podcast through Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to episode 82 of the Kitchen Garden podcast. And I'm here virtually with the team. So we've got Emma and Tony.
Hello.
Somewhere in deepest, darkest Lincolnshire and Rutland to talk to you. We're going to chat today, folks, about growing veg in small places. small plots, I'm trying to say, but really struggling. I'm freezing. I've been working outside, and after a flaming May, I don't know what happened to flame in June, but I can hardly speak because I'm so cold.
Yeah.
But,
Put the thermal back on.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah. Can't believe it. But,
pouring with rain here.
Oh, is it? Oh, it stopped here for a little while, but, God, we did need the rain, didn't we?
Yeah. Less watering now, thank God, but,
Yes.
I'm missing it already, that sunshine.
Yeah. Well, but, we've all been experimenting.
I've got a small plot I've made this year. I've sort of dug a little area which is kind of a mini plot, I suppose you could call it. So, and it was interesting because I was thinking, what do I put on that to maximise the amount of crops I can get on it? I kind of thought, well, I was growing potatoes at my brother's plot. So I thought, well, on this one, I could do things like, well, beans. I've grown sort of a wigwam of beans. The thing is with beans, is that's a really good crop because you know, in a small space, a wigwam and sort of 6 to 10 plants around it, and you get masses and masses of beans, don't you?
I mean, you can grow the dwarf varieties as well, even if you haven't got a garden, if you get a big
pot. Well, yeah, there's that runner bean Hestia, isn't it, which is a dwarf variety, which you can put in a pot. It only grows to sort of a foot, to foot and a half, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
And different coloured flowers, so it's quite attractive.
Yeah, it's really jackpot. Jackpot's another one, isn't it? Yeah.
Jackpot, that's another one, yeah.
Yeah.
So beans, definitely. I mean, that's a must, I think, the runner beans. Mm. Or any of the French beans, that's definitely, you know, especially even if you've got a very, if you're going to grow them in a pot, you need a very, quite a big pot, a deep pot, because they like a lot of water. But a small pot, they'll dry out, and then you'll find that the flowers won't set.
Yeah, I've been growing the dwarf French beans, obviously, good in small spaces. Again, lovely in a pot. But I like to sort of just have a tray and plant one at the end of each row of other veg, so that you know, you end up with almost use them as a space filler, really, on the plot. And they're so productive. Even if you can only grow a few plants, you get useful amounts, don't you?
Yeah, and then also because they're quite an expensive you know, vegetable to buy in the shops, really, aren't they? I mean, particularly if they're
all the way
to Kenya and stuff, you know, all those air miles.
Yeah.
And then you can freeze them. So if you get too many, you've got loads for the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've been doing a similar thing to you, Ems. I've got a little plot that I've been doing some videos on as well. So there's videos on YouTube. And trying to cram in as much as possible, because very often you find if you're growing veg and so just harvest it, you haven't got much space, or you just want to harvest them small, then you can pack a lot more in.
What have you got on your plot then?
Well, I've got some beans. I've got some the last of the broad beans at the moment are just finishing, and that was that's a little variety. I usually grow one called the Sutton. But I thought I'd have a change this year, and I've grown one called Robin Hood, which is a little compact plant. It's only about two foot, maybe a little bit more tall, but quite a lot of beans, not bad, and sort of three or four beans in a pod.
Did you think it was better than the Sutton? I think it was.
It was really nice, and the bees loved it. That's another nice thing about growing beans, is you get lots of bees buzzing about, especially in the sunshine that we had in May. And I'd sown them quite early, so they were... Yeah, but they're just finishing, and I'm going to replace those with some beetroot, which I've multi-sown, so I've put sort of three seeds in a cell tray. And they've been growing, waiting for the broad beans to finish, and then they'll go in. And that's quite a good space-saving way of growing beetroot, but sort of multi-sowing them and planting them as if they were one plant, and then just harvesting them small rather than great big roots.
You can grow loads of salad crops, can't you?
Yeah, lots. Lots of salad leaves. And the mixed salad leaves, because then you've got a variety.
They're lovely, yeah.
Different leaves, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you just
get mustards and all sorts.
Yeah.
I've got a square meter bed which I've put some lettuce in this year, and it's amazing how much you can get in there. Probably too many now, all coming at once. But, you know, in a square meter bed, there must be about 20 lettuces, I should think. I'm not sure now, but they're all looking good.
Did you just scatter sow them over, or did you put them in rows, or?
I actually started them off in seed trays and then planted them out. And one I'm particularly fond of, called Relay, if anyone else has grown it. Beautiful red, reddish lettuce. Beautiful, beautiful lettuce. I had one last night for tea. But, you know, just a square metre bed. It's amazing how much you can get in different types of crops, you know, particularly salad crops.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need a lot of space, do you, for loads of things?
Oh, no, no. Of course, radishes are another one, aren't they, which really lend themselves to growing in small spaces. And they're really handy, again, because you can just fit them in. They're so quick growing, you can sort of fit them in amongst slower growing things to make best use of the space that you've got. Mm. I've been growing a lot of onions as well. Because, of course, there's, you know, there's spring onions, of course, and I've multi-sowed those as well, like the beetroot. So you put several in a cell tray and then plant those out. But you don't have to grow the bulb onions to big sizes, do you? You can harvest those any size you like, really, from spring onion size upwards.
I mean, one thing I've done this year is we planted some onion sets, but there was quite a big gap between them. So we've put lettuce in between the onions, and that's just so you're getting a sort of a, you know, another crop as well in that space. Using the space wisely, you can get a lot more in.
Yeah,
I mean, there's fruit as well. I mean, strawberries are a great little crop as well, aren't they? In pots or in small places, you grow a few strawberries.
You can plant them along the edge of a plot. Sometimes the edge of a plot's quite wasted, really. You can just put a load of, you know, even alpine strawberries if the space is really small.
Yeah, I love
chives along the edge of a block. Because chives are really useful, aren't they? I mean, you always need a lot of chives, because, you know, they're just so tasty. Yeah. And you can literally just grow a whole row along the edge of a plot, and you can easily sort of squeeze those in.
Yeah,
yeah, Find carrots as well. You can grow lots of different varieties of carrots and do well in pots. Grow some carrots in pots every year, and they don't have to be a special variety, just the old sort of Amsterdam Foulsin or Nantes varieties. They grow really well, make nice finger carrots in pots. Then, of course, you've got the little stump-rooted ones, the Paris Market ones as well.
Mm.
You've only got sort of shallow pots to grow in. I think they do really well. In fact, I seem to do better with the carrots in pots than I do in the ground sometimes. Keeps them away from the slugs.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got to make sure you thin them out a bit, haven't you? So they don't, you know, if they're too thick, you don't get the roots forming.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do. Yeah. No, but where I have grown them in the ground, I've been growing mine. You mentioned growing lettuce between the onions there. I've been growing the carrots between the onions to try and confuse the carrot fly. I'm not sure if it's going to work. But we're giving it a go. I've grown a carrot fly resistant one as well, just to belt and braces, just to make sure it, see if, you know, keep them away. I think it's St. Valerie's one I'm growing at the moment. Supposed to have a bit of carrot fly resistance, but we'll see.
Another crop for small plots, which doesn't sound, it almost sounds strange one to grow, but a courgette. I mean, a couple of courgette plants.
Yeah.
You put them in a large pot, or just, I mean, in the little patch that I've got three plants. I put them quite close together. But they produce such a lot of fruit. So you get such a lot from a plant. So, you know, for a small veg garden, actually, they are quite good for that reason. And they produce them quite quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the courgettes are just amazing, aren't they? How much they produce. And I've got some in, but I always grow too many. Like you say, Em, you only got two plants, that's more than enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite attractive as well, aren't they, really?
Beautiful flowers, aren't they?
And the yellow ones. They are, yeah. I quite like to see them around. Yeah, really nice.
All My Reads gives you unlimited access to more than 100 specialist books, from history to mystery, rockets to royals, planes to trains, bikes to biographies, and much, much more. Access the digital books across multiple devices, including your desktop, tablet, and phone. All My Reads is just $4.99 per month. Visit allmyreads.com to find out more. Browse the extensive range of titles, and try your first month for just 99 pence. Get ready to browse and begin.
I've grown a few peas as well. I mean, there are some varieties, aren't there, you can grow in.
Peas and mange too. Mange too as well, I think are quite good. Because I think the thing is with mange too, which I like rather than peas, is that you can actually, you harvest the whole pod. You get them quicker, don't you? And then you seem to get more of them, I think. Whereas peas, you're kind of taking all the shells off and all the, you know, the pods off.
Yes,
peas in the middle. But, I mean, they are nice. I mean, you can't be. I mean, the trouble is, they don't even make it to the kitchen, do they? Because she's kind of pod them.
They're nicely just fresh, aren't they? In a way.
Yeah.
I keep threatening to make some pea pod wine, but I've never done it yet. So maybe I think mange tous are the way to go, really. Yeah, it does seem a shame throwing all those pods away.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could call it pea wine, Steve.
Yes, yeah.
Go down and bomb at parties, that. Got some of my pea wine.
Right colour.
Sounds like something that needs to go on the compost heap.
if it goes wrong, it probably would go on the compost heap.
Yeah.
One raspberry bush that I've grown, I think you have as well, Emma, haven't you? It's some Ruby Beauty. Did you not grow one a while back?
Yes.
And you can put that. But it's a dwarf one, and it's you put it in a pot. You can grow it outside as well. In soil, but the one I had, it produced so much fruit. It was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely recommend that one for anybody that wants to grow a little bit of fruit and loves raspberries, hasn't got a lot of room.
Yeah, good one.
Oh, I didn't get to try that one. I have to try it. I've got a little mulberry tree. Is it Charlotte Russe, I think it's called. And that's quite good. That's I've tried mulberries, but they're a bit like raspberries. Made me think of that. They look a bit like tree raspberries on a tree, but really lovely.
Did it fruit quite well?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a bit slow to get going, but I've had mine for about 3 or 4 years now, I think, and it's still only small. It's only 4 foot high at the very most, but it fruits for a long time. So, I mean, I have got an ordinary mulberry tree, which is still only quite young. I mean, they have to be quite, they take a while to mature, but I think this little one goes on fruiting far longer than the one that's in the ground.
To be honest, you could have an absolute forest of fruit in your garden, in a small garden, couldn't you, these days? Because there are so many dwarf, compact fruits, the apples, pears on the different root stocks.
You've got
apricots, you've got dwarf apricots, and there are masses of them now. You could literally have you could have literally a forest, couldn't you? A mini forest.
You could do that
on a bit of space.
That's
incredible.
But the issue we're working on now is the August issue. We've got a feature on Cordon apples and pears, and it's the whole theme of that is just how much if every wall can be literally sort of dripping with fruit, really.
Yeah, there's absolutely no excuse. If you've got a small garden, you can have fruit in it. I mean, it's so easy. It really is.
Yeah. Even things like peaches, if you've got somewhere to put them in the winter, if you can overwinter them inside, just a cold polytunnel or a cold greenhouse or even a sheltered carport or something like that. Just to shelter them over the winter and bring them out again in the spring.
And again, you can get these mini greenhouses, can't you? Which are not from glass, are they? They're kind of plastic, but they're small and quite easy to set up and not too expensive. Yeah. So if you've got a small garden, you can grow peppers and cucumbers and tomatoes in one of those.
Yeah,
my son bought one the other week for his mother-in-law. I won't say which company it was, but it was about 70 quid. And it was quite big. You know, just have to firm it down a little bit, make sure it didn't blow away in the wind. But, it gives you that extra little bit of heat, you know, for...
makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Peppers.
Yeah, great for that. Like you say, peppers and tomatoes. And, I've not mentioned tomatoes, have we? Because there are varieties of those that you can grow in. Really small spaces. Growing one called Veranda Red
at the moment, which is,
it's a tiny little. This Veranda Red one is obviously going to be really small because it's I've sown it and grown it at the same time as my ordinary varieties, which are now I don't know maybe 3 foot tall. Well, this is still only less than 6 inches tall.
Is it right?
Lots of natural little side shoots coming off of it, and hasn't obviously. Just flowers at the moment, a little bunch, truss of flowers at the top. Mm. But it's going to be lovely and really decorative to have on the patio.
Yeah, I think we all grew patio plum, didn't we, a few years ago?
Yes.
Remember getting the patio plum one? Yeah. I think we all had one each.
Yeah.
And that was similar. It was quite small, wasn't it? And, it was okay. But fine for a small space.
Yeah, I suppose even like standard varieties, if you've just got a grow bag with three tomatoes in, like you're saying, that's a little temporary greenhouse to get give them an early start. You don't need a lot of space, do you?
No.
No.
Really good.
Wow.
Yeah, so no excuse not to grow a few veggies, is there? Even if you've only got a balcony, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I know we know a lot of people that have got just balconies and actually pack it with veg.
Yeah.
You don't always need special varieties. I mean, just the ordinary varieties pulled a little bit younger and grown a little bit closer. You know, ideal, really.
And yeah.
Great. Well, lots of ideas there. As I say, I've done a few videos as well on growing in small spaces. Certainly the plot I've got at home, I've just got a couple of, I think they're about 10 foot by 4 foot beds. So if you'd like to know a bit more about those, just look at our YouTube channel and you'll find more information on growing veggie in small spaces. So, folks, I suppose we better get back out on the plot and get busy. Yeah. Although I'm going to put my overcoat on, I think. It's not too warm at the moment.
Yeah, bye then. Cheers.
Yeah, hope it'll fill the water butts. Yeah. Talk to you again soon, chaps.
Yeah,
bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back-issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.